much can I experience and not just, you know, I saw the hotel lobby, cool, you know? I mean, I want to be able to see, I want to be able to experience stuff. And being physically fit and capable allows me to expand that world so much more.
Welcome to the Spartan Deca series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
What's up, Spartans? Welcome to the Deca series on the Spartan Up podcast. I'm your co-host, Jared Cogswell, along normally with my brother, Yancey Culp, but he's at the Spartan Games at Big Bear in California, so he's not going to be joining us today. But guys, let me tell you what, I've got a special guest that I think is going to help make up for Yancey's absence today. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the lifestyle of a true fit pro.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.
I've got somebody with us today that I got the opportunity to reconnect with last week in Dallas, Texas at the URSA Conference and Trade Show, where everybody from the world of fitness all comes together. And our guest today is one of my first ever leaders in the industry, my mentor, the guy that's taught me all about the numbers, how to lead, how to do all the things that I've been doing for longer than I'd like to share with all of you. But he is the COO of Forma Gym. He's also a longtime, very successful fitness professional. He's been in this game of fitness, but he doesn't just, you know, work the game, he plays the game. And I got a chance to bring on for you today, you know, my friend, my mentor, my coach, Ralph Reyes. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Wow, Jared, that's an awesome intro, man. Thank you so much. No, it's my pleasure to be here. I'm so honored that you asked me to do this. So yeah, thanks a bunch.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I asked you to be here, Ralph, is, you know, obviously we got the chance to reconnect after 3 years of not being able to see each other. You know, I just for the audience, you know, Ralph gave me a big opportunity back in the day to serve as a wellness director for a beautiful athletic resort called Club Sport Pleasanton. And we both worked for Leisure Sports, and Ralph was the general manager, and I was this gung-ho, young, you know, crazy fitness guy. And, you know, Ralph and I had a really special relationship right from the beginning. Because not only did we work together, we played together. We did a lot of mountain biking together, running together, ran the trails over in the East Bay area. And we've been friends and networking together for the last 30 years. Right, Ralph?
Yeah. It's been a long time. And, you know, you and I talked about it. That's, I think, the beauty of the fitness industry is that, you know, you build these relationships that are built more than just work. You know, they're built on a lot of shared experiences. And when you're doing physical things together, I mean, it's a bonding situation. And those are the types of relationships that really do last, you know, and they're very special.
Well, you know, I still remember some of those days out in the mud, not just mountain biking, but we're just like, okay, let's go hit these trails and hit these steep trails, even in the mud. And we'd get our bikes dirty, get ourselves dirty. And that's what it's all about, man. It's enjoying challenges together. And I think that one of the other reasons why I wanted to bring you on, Ralph, was not only to share your journey on the professional side of fitness, but I got to tell you, man, I haven't seen you in a few years. You've always been somebody that has really committed themselves personally to fitness. And, you know, we're both in our 50s now. You're a little bit older than I am, but I'll tell you what, I want to look and feel just like Ralph Reyes when I when I get to your age. And I just wanted to start off with the first question is, how did you start your lifelong journey into fitness?
Yeah, you know, it started, Jared, in high school with running, and then kind of really transitioned into college and with running. And I think what was the huge reinforcement for me with exercise was understanding really early how, you know, the stress of high school and college and how exercise and running really balanced me out. And that connection really early, that like, I don't know, that realization is really reinforced it. Plus, you know what, you know, you mentioned about going mountain biking and all, and, you know, doing that stuff. I've always been somebody who's liked challenges, like how far can I go? How gnarly can we do it, right? How long could it go, right? I like those types of things. So you kind of put those two things together and it's really reinforcing, you know, on for me to keep the exercise program going. And then...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I started working in an athletic club when I was in college. And then my two worlds came together, right? My work world and my personal interest world blended as one. And you know, for me, that was like, wow, this is like my work life and my recreational life are the same. And I can have a career doing this. And that's what sort of propelled everything forward from there.
Well, I loved what you said about, you know, the challenges of, you know, within fitness. And I know you've done some Ironman events, plenty of marathons and those types of things. And I think that fits well with our audience here because they like to do hard stuff, right? And how many marathons and Ironmans have you done?
I've done 5 full Ironmans. I've done 3 24-hour adventure races, which are harder in a different way. I've done probably about 9 just regular straight up marathons. But for me, you know, I think, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past. I think there's a couple, 3 things that really get people going as far as competition, right? And why they like to do events. I think one is they're just competition people. You know, they like to see who they could beat, either internally or externally. I think two, they like achievement, right? They want to achieve something. I want to be able to say, I did 5 Ironmen. I could have stopped at 4, but I was like, shit, you know what? I want to say that I did 5 Ironmen. So that's, for me, I'm an achievement guy. I want to say, I did the New York Marathon. I did the Chicago Marathon. You know, I did the DC Marathon, right? I want to be able to say those types of things. And I think then the third thing that people kind of get motivated by is social, right? Is that ability to do something cool with somebody else. And I think, you know, I think thinking about like the Spartan audience, you know, there's some of those elements in probably all those 3 things. And I think those 3 things are the drivers, though, that keep people going forward and wanting to do more.
Yeah, and you mentioned that community and that tribal aspect of fitness and competition and so forth. And, you know, I was never a Spartan athlete, you know, before DECA. And I tell you what, the Spartan community is just amazing. You know, I've really been able to grow a lot of relationships and friendships with this audience because they've also connected with DECA in the process. But it's just so amazing. It's such a supportive community. And I think that's a driver for a lot of people. And you get to see that within the athletic clubs and the gyms that you oversee, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I do think that aspect of DECA and Spartan is a little bit different than triathlon and marathon, where it's much more solo. And I think that's one of the unique things about Spartan and DECA. And I think that's one of the things that makes it successful and cool.
So now, okay, listen, you're in your 50s and it just seems like, okay, I follow you on MyZone. We're connected on MyZone. I see Ralph's workouts every day. He sees mine. And it's, you know, it's cool when we're able to visualize what each other is doing. What is what is keeping you driven to continue this lifestyle of fitness? Because a lot of people use their age as an excuse. And one of the things that Yancey and I have talked a lot about is having a life fueled by fitness and eliminating the excuses of consistent fitness or not achieving consistent fitness in your life. What's kept that drive alive for you?
You know what? For me, I actually have that opposite mindset where I don't want my age to be an inhibitor. And for me, I want to keep doing the things I was doing in my 40s, in my 50s, in my 60s. And I'm not willing at this point right now to concede to age as a limitation for speed, for distance, for anything. Now, do I got to be smarter about the way I take care of my body? Yeah, I do. But you know, as long as nutrition's on point, right, and you're doing the right things, now I'm able to do the same type of things I've been doing for, you know, in my 30s and 40s. You know what's super cool, Jared, is like, so I'm a big Strava guy, right? Mm-hmm. And so right there, you know, you get your, you know, you have your different segments where you has your personal leaderboard. And I get so fired up when there's like a bike hill segment that, and this happened, I don't know, about a month ago, a hill segment that I do all the time. Probably, I've done it 100 times. And I PR'd on that thing. And because I've had it on Strava, I was like, you know what? God dang it. At my age, and I'm 50, I just turned 58. So I can do this at 58. If you're doing the right things and you're taking care of yourself and you just, you know, you keep learning how to train, right? For me, I want to continue to have the same lifestyle that I have. I take a lot of pride in it, but I also enjoy it so much. And it just gives me the ability to do so many other things in life that I want to do.
We'll be right back to this interview, but first a message from today's sponsor, Durlane. You know that knee pain can really slow you down. Sometimes that knee pain is due to osteoarthritis, a disease that affects some 14 million Americans. Learn about osteoarthritis knee pain and how to alleviate it at oaknpainrelief.com. You'll find information there about non-surgical, non-opioid treatments for osteoarthritis knee pain that may help delay the need for knee surgery. One treatment you'll find there is Durolane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months of relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. It's indicated for the treatment of mild to moderate osteoarthritis knee pain when conservative treatments have not worked. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. Full prescribing information is at Durolane.com. Spartans say no to limits. You can learn more at oaknpainrelief.com. That's oaknpainrelief.com. All right, back to the interview.
You know what's cool about you, Ralph, is you are so humble, you know, like when you share things on your social or, you know, on my zone, you get to share like a picture, you know, of your workout, right? Well, you're not bragging about your workout, but you're aware of the surroundings. So what you're going to see with Ralph Reyes on, at least maybe it's on Strava too. I don't use Strava, but my zone, I'll see, you know, a cool sign that you saw on a bike ride that you took, or, you know, maybe you saw some flowers out there, but there was something that ignited the senses while you were out on that workout as well.
Well, one of the things I learned early, and I thought this was a great little saying, is that nobody cares about your workout unless you fell off the treadmill at the gym. Right. So there's a really fine line between, ooh, this is the cool thing I did. Right. And like, you know what? No one really cares that much about it. Honestly, it's an internal thing. But to be able to share the things that I see and experience is that's what fires me up. And it does feels like it's a nice thing to be able to share. I mean, we were in Dallas, right? I love getting up early when we're traveling and exploring the city, right? It's like, what is there to see in Dallas that I can go run and get on foot and see, you know, pre-dawn while everyone's waking up? I'll Google images of the city and then like, okay, where are these things? And create a little route for myself to be able to go see that stuff. that type of stuff is also, you know, you asked me like, well, what keeps you going? Being able to see cool stuff, being able to see stuff that like how much could I drink in wherever I go? You know, how much can I experience and not just, you know, I saw the hotel lobby. Cool. You know, I mean, I want to be able to experience stuff, and being physically fit and capable allows me to expand that world so much more.
Well, on top of that, then, you know, obviously being in the fitness industry for the time that you have, do you feel like what you do in the gym prepares you for the life outside of the gym?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, and just kind of talking about gym life, I think that what is exciting is when you see people transition from understanding that they didn't think they could do something that they could, right? And you and I have done all kinds of events, and I think what you guys are doing with DECA events is really right in this line of letting people understand that they are an athlete, no matter where they start, right? They can start later in life. They never maybe thought they were athletic. They sucked at PE or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what? No, everybody has the ability to do that. And I think that's super cool what you guys are doing with DECA, with, because when people understand that they're an athlete, that empowers so many more areas in their life of things that maybe they didn't think they could do. It was like, shoot, if I could do that race, I can do this. I can talk to that person. I could apply for that job. I could take on that challenge. You know, like all those things, it's all so reinforcing, you know? And so for so many people, that does start in the clubs, in the gyms. It starts with that interaction and really starting somebody at the club, really trying to help them and get them started and on their fitness journey.
Yeah, one of the things that we're really trying to do with DECA is, you know, one, we want to create training with a purpose. We want people to transform not just their bodies, but their way of thinking, their mindset. And it's so awesome because we have all levels of fitness, from the elite to the novice fitness enthusiast. And, you know, within, they may test, in a DECA Strong or a DECA Mile, and then, you know, they retest 30 to 45 days, but they're training for that next test. And so they're training with a purpose, but what we tell them is for that sacrifice, that commitment, and the progress that you're making, you're celebrating your fitness. And that's something we don't do enough of. And speaking of fitness, mm-hmm. Ralph, it's evolved a lot, right? You know, like yesterday it was awesome because we were featured in Muscle and Fitness magazine, which is something I've been reading since I was a scrawny teenager. But we've seen so much evolution in fitness throughout the years. Where, you know, what evolution have you seen and where do you see it going?
Yeah, I mean, such a big topic in the fitness industry, right? Coming out of COVID and, you know, with the surgence of home fitness and tech fitness, you know, coming online so strong. I mean, where does that leave the club environment? And I think that that's something we have to really wrestle with. And I think there's the big question is, are clubs dead? And I think absolutely not, right? There's always going to be a place for good clubs. And like retail, crappy retail is dead. And good retail, good experiential retail is living on and is thriving. I think that's going to be the same thing with the club environment. Good clubs that get to know their members, can personalize the experience for people and create an experience, will continue to do well and thrive because there is something about that community. And I think that where I think we've got to be careful in the fitness industry is understanding that, you know, what are those elements of that tech is bringing, those reinforcement, that gamification? What are those elements that they're bringing to the fitness game that we need to be cognizant in the clubs and be able to, you know, take advantage of those same things, whether it's, you know, the reward systems, it's the, you know, celebrations, it's those types of things that we've got to be on our game. And if we do that, then I think community clubs will do quite well. But I think that clubs are going to have to, they're going to have to capture people's minds. But I think more importantly, they're going to have to capture people's hearts and for them to keep coming to the club. And I think that's the difference, because if they don't, if it's a bland vanilla club that doesn't stand for anything or isn't significant in any way, why go? I mean, I can do that in my garage, right?
Right.
I mean, I can, yeah. You know, I don't need to go get ignored by a front desk kid, right? For nothing, right? Pay money to do that. So
right.
I think good experience will last. And I think, you know, you mentioned about, you know, intention-based exercise. I'm using that same kind of thought process of I think that results-based programs, where whatever the result is, you know, in your case, it's preparing for a DECA race. And I think that those are the types of things people are going to be looking for going forward. You know, whether it's a malady that I've got to try to fix, you know, I'm pre-diabetic, I'm that type of thing. I got to get my act together because I don't want to go down that road, or I'm preparing for an event. I think those are the things that are going to engage people forward, because it's really hard to simulate something like that through an app or through an impersonal experience. And I think that's where the fitness industry is going. And it's a very exciting time, because I think we're in this huge transition, but I think that we've got to be super realistic about what the situation is, because if we're not on our game, yeah, we could be blockbuster.
Yeah. Well, the connectivity piece is so huge, it seems, especially coming out of COVID, right? So, you know, we know that people are, you know, purchasing Pelotons and those types of things that they could do at home. And, you know, they were interactive to some degree on the screen, but that power of live in-person connection, there's nothing greater. Like, hey, I'll share this. We bought a Peloton. Okay. I used it for 2 weeks. I couldn't stand it. Okay. And the reason was, is because I needed human connection. Okay. I don't like even what we're doing here. I'd rather be hanging with Ralph Reyes in person, talking, you know, alongside on the couch or you know, across a countertop than doing this. And I think that's number one, what the gyms and the clubs do for so many people. And they get inspired, and it brings back that sense of community that was lost for so long, you know, even with a mask on, you just didn't even know what people really look like for so long. So what are your thoughts about that?
I think you're right on it. I do think that that type of activity is what will bring people back. I think people get excited about interacting and seeing other people. I think that's a super important thing going forward.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the DECA series on Spartan Up Podcast. Spartan Up is your partner in resilience for mind, body, and spirit. We're here 3 days every week. Tuesdays, you can find Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan, interviewing biohackers, business leaders, authors, and athletes. Thursdays and Saturdays, catch episodes from our DECA, Endurance, Trail, Combat, and La Ruta series. Do you know someone who needs a little nudge? Maybe they could use some motivation, tactics to be stronger, healthier, happier, more successful. Tell them about our show. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment. We want to know who's watching and who's listening. Thanks. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.